And today's daf is daf Chof Tes, and we're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Chof Tes on Beis. It says in the Mishnah, Anoitel, as we said before, to paskin on a mum, you know, a bechor is vana zeh, you can't bring as a carbon. So the kohen gets the bechor, the only thing he could do, he has to wait to get some mum. Once he gets a mum, he can eat it. Now, of course, every person wants it to get a mum quickly as possible, because if not, he has to take care of an animal and feed it and take care of it for no reason. He can't work with it. It's a mammoth waste of time. So the thing he wants is to get the mum. But the only one to paskin a mum is a bezdin, your bezdin, your mumcha. If it's one person, your mumcha. To pass in a bezdin. Now, zok the mishnah hanoytel schar lias royas avachayrus ain shech to apiv. If this dayan takes money, charges check bechayrus, you can't use him for a heter. And pashas the reason is because you know it looks like you're paying him off to be matter the animal. You're paying him and say, you know, please make it a mum. So you can't accept money for that. Elam kenu yamumcha keila b'yavne. Unless he's like Ilav Yavna, who is a big chassid, and there's no chash for him that for money he would change anything. The Chacham allowed him to charge four issers for Behemoth Daka and six for Behemoth Gasa. To charge a little more for a big Behemoth. And he charged Sai if it's with Tam, Sai if it's Baamum. That means no matter what his psak was, he charged. You want me to check out the mum? It's $4. Or $6 for a big one, no matter what.
Only because he kept it a set price?
What?
If he would have...
No, it's always separate. No, the head, we'll see what the head, the why Ben Tam Bel Mum, why you have to charge both ways, but he charged either way. That's what it says. But people on Echshad, you can't. It says, even though we'll see that since he charged Ben Tam Bel Mum, it already waters down the whole Chash, but still a regular person was not allowed to do it. Why? Because he was scared that he wants business. Even for a time, he wants business to people to come to him for shilas. So if he's never matter any mumin, no one's going to come to him. They want to go to the rabbi who's always matter. So if the guy's not an honest rabbi, he's going to be matter a lot of mumin because he wants business. He wants people always to come to him. He makes money every time. But Ilav Yavna was a chassid and he was allowed to charge. And he charged in Tam Bel Mum, and the Gemara will explain why. First Gemara explains why he charged more for Behemah Gasa than Behemah Daka. What's the difference? Checking for the mum. So the Gemara, my time up. Why do you charge more for behemah gasa and behemah daka? So the more high nafish tircha, the high nafish tircha. It's much harder to check a behemah gasa. So I would learn the reason is because it's more, you know, more body space to check for mum. But Rashi explains that the reason is because you have to hold him down and turn him over, you know. So it's much heavier. You need probably a couple of chevra to hold him down. So it's more expensive. So therefore, he charges more. Bein tam u bein ba mum. It says that ilo charge saiv it's tam saiv it's ba mum. Bishlam ba mum. Shugon sharlei. I understand why we're charging a ba mum because it might say he's matter to you, so it costs money. You want to be able to eat it, it costs money. El tam am I? What's the charge for a tam? Like, why are you charging if you're not being matter it? What are you doing for the guy? The Gemara is asking basically. We understand that the mumcha charges for a mum because the ma'aser he helped you out. But to tell you it's a tam, what did he do for you?
He provided the service, man.
Pasha's Tavar is, doesn't do inspection. You show him the mum, and you say, this is a mum kavua, probably. You don't, just do, a mum is, a pretty obvious thing. You know about the mum, you bring it to him, he says, is this a mum over or not? So, he inspected it, but still, he's asking, Mar's asking that what are you charging for? You didn't do anything for him. He didn't fix it, he didn't do anything for him. Zakti Gemara. So Gemara elat tamamai. Gemara and for the Gemara demkain also lemichshadei. If you don't charge for tam, you're gonna say that he's always gonna say it's a mum because he wants to make his money. So therefore it's a biachshach. Va'amri hi ba mum tamu. You say when he says ba mum really it was a tam. Va'hi the kashar levshavagra. He wants money. That's why he's being matir. So therefore they're masakin take money for tam. Take money either way. Break the Gemara hakei tam nami. Maybe if it's a tam, I'll say the opposite. Maybe Amri Ba Mum, who reads Ba Mum, but I'd like a Charlie, why is he saying it's awesome? He wants to come back again. He wants you to come back again. He makes more money, but he's double money. Maybe really it's Ba Mum. He says it's a tam, why he wants you to come back, next week and say, hey, look at this mum, it's still here. And he definitely get money again. Zakhti Gemara, no. Because we pass in Chad Zimmet Kimar Bonan, Trey Zimmet Kimar Bonan. The halacha is that you only get money once, Taka. For the same, that animal, and that guy brings you, only get money once. That kind of brings you the animal, only get money once. Only get money second. So there's no incentive to say that it's a tam. Bring Toisvis. As Toisvis, the Chorus, the opposite now. He wants his mamon. He's got to come back again. He's making part of his free. So Toisvis has two truths to him. First Toisvis says he's not machuyev. Top Toisvis says, first of all, he's not machuyev to look at it again. So he doesn't want to see it, doesn't have to look at it, you know. And number two, is already that the whole thing is not really a chash on the mumcha himself. He's a tzaddik. Well, what are people going to say? They say, yeah, yeah. That they're not going to really think like such chesbonis. Oh, next time, that's very like, you know, that's very too much to think it through. What? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You can't say shaykhah. It doesn't say this guy could and this guy yet. No, what's different over here?
What do you mean, shaykhah now?
Yeah, but it comes to a judge. There's no heter, like...
This is charging for the services. It's
not I understand, but there's a chash that the guy made...
No, shaykhah is only two people to come to the interior. Yeah. That guy's going to be... Here's no two people here. Yeah. Zog the Mishnah weiter. The next Mishnah weiter is going to say that for mitzvahs, you know, I'll take money for mitzvahs. If a guy charges, the dayan charges for the din Torah, it's bottled the din Torah. He can't charge money for the din Torah. Lahaid, if he charges money to say Eidos of Betalim, the Eidos is bottled. Lahazo, if he charges money to be Maze Mechatos, which is Paraduma, the Kaddish Meimov, and to, you know, mix the Mechatos, May. To make the mechatas. So Allah is meima of meima ara. His water of the paraduma is like, you know, cave water. And afra efer makla. His the efer of the paraduma is sort of regular, you know, soot from a oven. Because if you take money for this, it's bottle. It's a knas. But if this dayin, let's say it was a kayin, and you're bringing him to the din Torah to be the dayin, and he became tameh. And he became Tamei. We'll see how the Tamu became Tamei, which we also. And he can't buy Chuma anymore. Now, wherever he goes, he can buy Chuma for much cheaper. Because he can buy Chuma from another Kayan, it's cheaper Chuma. So here, Machilo Mashkoi Vesachoi. Then you have to give him his expenses, his travel expenses, basically. They have to feed him because he can't get his regular food now. If he's a Zakin, you could get him transportation to the Bezin. But you can't pay him for the actual Dentira or the actual Edis. You also pay a guy if he loses, if he's missing out on his job, you pay him also. We'll see how much you pay him. What? Mishnah did not take money for din Torah. But you could take money. You could take schar b'teila and you could take also money for transportation. What?
What was I saying? The name of
the name. Oh, it's the knas. First of all, din Torah is no good. The Eid is no good. And also the hazaz, maybe make a paraduma, you produce the paraduma. What you do is you burn a para, then you mix it with mayim chayim, mix it with spring water. That whole process is called making a paraduma. If you charge money for that, it's not a good paraduma. It's like, it's a cave water. It's nothing. It's ashes. It's not real stuff. Okay, so it gets to Zakta Gemara. Not immediately. How do we know you're not going to take money for mitzvahs? Tomorrow brings a raya. How do you know you're not going to take money for Torah? To teach Torah. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, Dom Akra, Re'ei Lamarati Eschem. Moshe tells them, look, I taught you Torah, Kashu Tzvani Hashem, just like Hashem taught me. Ma Ani B'chinam, just like you got taught for free from Hashem, Af Atem B'chinam, I'm teaching you for free also. And that teaches us, you have to teach Torah for free. Ta'ina Mahachi, Kashu Tzvani Hashem Elokai, Ma Ani B'chinam, just like I got taught for free. Af Atem B'chinam, you also are getting taught for free. And when I am Shem Loi Matzu B'chinam, let's say a person doesn't find someone to teach him for free, Shiyom B'schar, he should pay for it. Tamal Emes Kenei, buy the Emes. Emes is Torah. When I am Shlo Yoy Makashem Shem Mati B'schar, I paid for it. Maybe when I give it to someone else, I charge them more. So Kachalam Medena B'schar. Tamal Emes Kenei Val Timker. You buy it, but don't sell it. So it says, you know, accept money if you teach Torah. So Tosfos speaks out at the end of Tosfos Ma, he says, Masha Noyigim Achshav Luma Torah B'schar. So he says, first of all, Ein mas b'shenit l'sbar ne'esori. If you don't have all the panasa, then sure, muta. He says, afilum yeshloi, in muschar b'teilo, that, you know, he's putting away his walls asakov, then he's also allowed to charge for that. And he says another thing, by ketanim, also you could charge. If you know, you have to take care of them, so also you could charge money for that. That's what he says.
Can you not charge?
What?
Okay, not charge.
When can you not charge? Shabbos afternoon, someone comes over to you and says, you know what, I didn't learn that famous today. You know, please teach me the vlat. So you say, what do you mean? That's a cost of $100. First of all, you made it schar Shabbos, Shabbos mitzvah, like schar Shabbos.
No,
yeah, but on Shabbos, it'll work anyway.
Yeah, That's Shabbos.
I'm talking, give me an example. Give me an example. A guy comes to Shabbos this afternoon, he says, he wants you to do the thing. So you were planning on saying Tillim and Pirkei Avos. And he said, what do you mean? That costs you $100, I'll do it for you. You can't do that. That'll be awesome. There's one is called Schar Shabbos. Whereas Schar Shabbos could be a mitzvah. There's no one Schar Shabbos. A guy lanes, he charges money. He has a lot of charge. So it's a big shalah, he has a lot of charge. What?
Huh?
The havlah is very hard to do. It's very hard to explain.
Take
it
the garbage.
No, don't worry. It's better if you take the mitzvah, like the Mechaber says, than use the havlah. That doesn't make sense. Okay, we're not going to go for the Shabbos now. But yeah, but a lot of the dying from with all these things. A chazan is dying from 30 years. He's not preparing before. They're not really preparing. They're charging. It's a joke if you're charging for appearing. They're charging $10,000 for that. They're charging because of the Shabbos. You know, the Mazamrim, whatever.
Yeah, as long
the,
as you have a look, isn't it?
No. But it has something you charge for. It has something you charge for. You don't charge. Let's say, example, you don't get charged for preparing. Okay, but it's not for that. It's not something you charge for, really. It's not something that's worth any money. So there's no charge for that. For the job, yeah. No, could be, you could use that. One out there, yeah. Lahazo is like Kaddish Meima Meimara, but tutoring is something, what? So the Gemara Vayit. The Lahazo is like Kaddish Meima Meimara, Efra Efra Makla. It says, you're now charged for making a para aduma or spritzing the car para aduma, and if you do it, it's no good. Vraminu, I ask you a kasha, I'm a Kaddish Meichatos, Beifa Chatos, Harezu Mekudashas. Afa Pishu Yisrael. It says in the Mishnah in Kedushin that someone's Mekadesh a Isha with Mechatas, Efechatas. It's Mekadesh. What does that mean? Or how is that Mekadesh? What's the value of Mechatas? Teretz is telling him like this. I really need to charge for this. But for you, Isha, I'm giving it to you for free. That's why it's Mekadesh. So you see, you're allowed to charge for Mechatas and Efechatas. You're allowed to charge for this. Afa Pishu Yisrael. The Chalik's Rashi tells you what it means. It means, we're saying, even though Yisrael usually doesn't do it, usually it's Kanan, but he's saying, Afi was Yisrael this time. Tosfos has a little different pshat, that Afi Yisrael is going back on the ratio of the Mishnah. But either way, it says, that you let him make a Kedushin on Mechatas and Efechatas. So, Chari, if you now take money for it, what's the value? On Abaye, Eloi Kasha, there are some things you take money for. Kamis Chara Vol Milu, Kamis Chara Zavikidish. For bringing the water and filling up the water, that you're allowed to charge for. That's like the Schar Tircha, that's the Hechsha Mitzvah, that you could charge for. Masha'inkin, the Hazov Akidosh, which is the actual Mitzvah of being Mitar the Yid, that you're now charge for. And Dekanami, in our Mishnah, Tony Hocha, Lahazis V'Lekadesh, our Mishnah is also Lahazis V'Lekadesh, which means the Hazah, it sounds like. And Sadir, Taki, now let's do that. V'Hosom, Ketani, I'm a kaddish mechatas, but efechatas. So mechatas sounds like I'm bringing the water. Efechatas means I'm like I'm carrying the efer. So there, that's where it says you can do kedushin. Shmamino, it makes sense that that's where you can do kedushin by something that you're bringing along. That's where you can do kedushin. Zokta Mishnah Vayta says, it says that if there was a kohen who they were bringing for edus or for dayin, if it became tamei, so then you could give him food because you can't buy his food as cheap anymore. So the question is, how is the kohen allowed to be metame? We have in this week's parasha's emor that a kohen is allowed to be metame himself. How could he go? The kohen had to go be made or dayin. He can't make himself tame. He's an isel nefesh loy tame ba'amav. And for the Gemara, three terutzim. One terutz is lebeis apras der abanon damar hu damar rav manafeich odam beis apras v'hayolach. The halacha is that a field in chutz laaretz, or is the halacha is that that field is Tomei Midrabanan. But you're allowed to blow as you're walking to make sure there's no bones, and then you're not Tomei. So the halacha is that a kohen's allowed to walk through it and blow, because he's not going to come Tomei. But the halacha still is, in Masechtas Chagiga, that for Oichle Truma, if they walk through this field, even with the Bedika, it's you're not allowed to eat Truma. You're allowed to eat Karm Pesach, but you're not allowed to eat Truma. You're not allowed to eat Truma if you walk through this field. So here, the kohen went through as he can't eat truma anymore, but it wasn't an iser because he's allowed to blow it. And another example is that, or if it was already walked through and crushed through, we assume all the bones are crushed. That's another example of where you're allowed to walk through it, but you're still tummy for truma. The third pshat is the pasuk pshat. Inami, pshat tumas lo mozulayo. It's not when he became a tummy sharetz, he's not allowed to eat truma. And that's not an iser. A kohen only not allowed to be metameta a mace. but he is allowed to metamata sheretz. No iser for a kohen to metamata sheretz. So here the kohen was coming to be made and became tamei sheretz. So he's now a truma. So there you're allowed to feed him with food. Any questions?
I can't just be there with some shaking.
It doesn't sound like it. He said it on the way. Went through a basic car. Went through a way to Tomei. He's allowed to pay him. If it was a show, it could be even like the guy bringing him, not Mechuyev. Why'd they go through? Like, you know, the case is they did it on purpose. They brought him through it to bring it to Meir. If it was it's alive, it wouldn't be Mechuyev to come to Meir. No.
If he did it, if he was on his way.
Maybe Chuyev, I don't know. But that's really a different case because there it was by mistake. So what was that?
Well, he brings it to our summons. It says it's much from the Lashon of the Mishnah that...
That's the Tameo, the purpose. Okay. That's that. It says the end of it says that you pay him kapoil bottle. What does that mean? Tana kapoil bottle and baya kapoil bottle so isa malacha. So Rashi explains what it means like this. It depends. He gets paid kapoil bottle. Depends what his job is. If his job is a garbage man, so then he doesn't get now for being a dying the whole money is missing for a garbage man. Why? Because the money says you tell a guy you're a garbage man, take off today. I'll give you $50, half the money. So he'll take it because garbage man is such a menial, hard job. It's worth it for him to get a little less money and do nothing today. So that's why he'll only get paid half. But if the guy has a job, Rashi calls it Noikim Magulius, or maybe the pshat is like a guy, you know, sells mortgages or something, it's very easy for him. So for him, already he wants the full money. What's the big deal? It's not a big deal. I go here, I sell mortgages in my suit the whole day. It's not such a big deal. So what's the difference dying a mortgage? So then he'll get the full amount of money. So it depends what type of job it is. If it's a job that he likes taking off and it's worth him to take less money to take off, then he'll get less money for Schar V'Teila. But if it's a job that's anyway not so hard, then it's a little more money. It's more money. He'll get a little less than doing the job because he might say he's not working, but he doesn't like taking off because it's such an easy job. It's worth him to make money. So that means Schar V'Teila Sh'Oysa Malacha. He gets the Schar V'Teila of Oysa Malacha.